Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Dallas Mavericks owner, Mark Cuban, was on Colin Cowherd's show, The Herd, today and gave a nice interview. And of course, Colin asked him about all of this talk about, you know, how the NBA, obviously the season is going to be delayed and it'll finish a lot later than normal, which will mean or could mean that the next season, the 2020-21 season, starts in December on Christmas Day. And there are executives, there are owners in the league who have wanted this to actually be the way the NBA season goes from
I would question how many into August.
Well, there are some. I mean, who was the Houston's an executive, I believe, with the Rockets.
I wonder really what the number is.
Well, Cuban said he's always been for that ever since he got into the league. Here's what he told Colin.
When I got into the league, I mean, I was like, why are we doing this? No one wants, you know, football dominates prior to Christmas. Why don't we start Christmas Day and then go into the summer? Historically, the number of homes that are watching television during the summer declined significantly. But now with cord cutting, we're in a different universe. Now with the corona world, we're in a different universe. And so depending on how long this goes and what happens and when we come back, if we come back, the viewership habits will be completely different. That creates opportunity for us to take chances and try different things. In my perfect world, you know, maybe we're playing quote-unquote summer league in August, September, or October, and then going right into the start of the season.
All right, you obviously disagree. Go ahead and share why.
Just totally disagree. I don't think there's anything broken with the NBA. Yes, the ratings were down this year, Chris, but there are a lot of star players who are hurt this year. If you look at the Warriors and you look at the Brooklyn Nets with KD, right? Kyrie.
Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of stars. So I'm not – I'm going to give the NBA – I'm not saying that it had all to do with it, but I'll give the NBA a pass on some of it, Chris.
And a lot of your stars are out west too.
Yeah, those are marquee stars, right? But anyway, I just don't believe in that. We're fortunate we live in California and there are people out here on the West Coast and we get nice weather all the time and it doesn't matter. But I just don't believe that. I don't believe that people want to be inside. They did the WNBA in the summer. People, it's not that nobody would show up, Chris, but I just don't think that that's a viable thing. I just think leave the season where it is. The NFL plays once a week for the most part, right? That's not really your competition. You can't worry about avoiding the NFL and all that because with his logic, the playoff push starts in December, so those games are all important. Then you have the playoffs in January and the Super Bowl in February. So how are you avoiding the NFL?
You would really only be dealing with the NFL for a month. Because if you started games on Christmas Day, you got the playoffs in January, so you deal with the playoffs of the NFL, which obviously is huge. But the Super Bowl is like the first, it's February 2nd or 1st or 3rd or something like that.
It's 6 weeks.
So they start, then the playoffs, I don't know if the playoffs aren't 6 weeks. They may be longer now.
December 25th to January 1st is a week. Then the month of January, and the Super Bowl was like
the 8th. Yeah, but the Super Bowl is like this year was they did. I think they may have moved it. This year, the Super Bowl was February 2nd or something like that. It's usually first Sunday in February.
To me, it's six weeks.
Competing with five weeks. That's a lot different than
I'm not buying it. I don't think that's the reason that they're having the issues and the revenue that the NBA has and the other stuff. that's gone on. I just don't buy into that. The NBA fits very nicely where it is. And if you want to cut back some games or whatever, they'll never do it because television pays so much of the freight. So I'm not even going to sit here and act like, yeah, cut the season down to 60 games. That'll be perfect. And this and that or whatever. But I'm against it being during the summer. I think it's crazy. And it started in December. I loved where the NBA starts. And then I love how March shapes up, Chris, when people are making vying for the playoffs and everything. And you have that month of March, which is still the best month of NBA, March Madness, right? Baseball is starting. Everything's going on. I just love it. I don't see what the problem is or why he's trying to reinvent the wheel. If I were an owner and they asked me about this, I would vote no.
I don't think it's a bad idea. Now, I would want to see it, and that's where a lot of people have said, including Rob G, our producer, they have said that this is really, assuming the NBA is able to restart in June or July or whatever it may be, that this is a really good opportunity, you know, try to make this, turn this negative into a positive, where you can get to see what the season would be like. If you finish in August or something, then you could start training camp in December or late November or whatever, and your first game could actually be Christmas Day. It's a good opportunity to just see what that type of season would look at. Because if you play your 82 games, then you're going to go into the summer and July and all that. So you would get a look at it. And Rob, look, personally, from my personal, as an NBA analyst, for my personal lifestyle, I would rather the NBA keep the current format, keep the current schedule, because like you, I love my summers off. And summer is when, you know, I travel a lot with the family and things like that. So I would hate for that to be, you know, ruined by the NBA having its season play into August or late July or August, whatever it might be. But I don't think it would be a bad move for the league because, again, instead of dealing with football in October, November, or December, I'm really just dealing with them in January for the most part. Christmas Day is when people kind of think of the NBA officially starting anyway. I think it, and I think Cuban makes a good point about, yeah, people don't want to necessarily sit in their house and watch a game or watch TV, but now people are watching it on their phones. They're out. They're watching it different ways. And a lot of the games are at night anyway. So a lot of fans are at home at night. It's not like you asking them to sit in the house at, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something and watch a basketball game. And I look at the success of the Summer League, and not only in terms of people packing out the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas, but also the ratings. When you had Lonzo a couple years ago and this summer Zion, like the ratings are great, or, you know, for in relative to the NBA. And so I actually, and that's in Vegas where, you know, obviously it's hot. I actually think people would watch. They watch
you can't
the Olympics.
Use the Summer League. You just
they
said
watch
it.
Baseball.
Nobody wants to be outside in Vegas in the summer, Chris.
No, but I'm talking about just watching it, the ratings. When you're, there's plenty to do in Vegas other than sit in an arena and watch no names for the most part play basketball.
They're only
and yet
there
they're still
for,
packing
for
it
a
out.
Few weeks. I mean, that's why it's an event.
Again, for me, it would be, I don't want this cutting into my vacation time. And that would be a good number of people. So you're right about that. I don't agree with the part about, oh, it's too hot. Who's going to want to sit in the house and watch a game in the summer? Because I and a lot of people would sit in the house and watch a game in the summer. People do it. They watch baseball in the summer.
Yeah, but
so
they
why
also,
not? Why wouldn't they want to watch basketball?
They also go outside. They also go to games, and people like.
Yeah,
to
but
be,
most
I'm just
people
saying,
are watching it on
I'm
TV.
I'm saying that there are a lot of people in the summertime who want to go boating, want to do some stuff. I'm just saying, I think it's a mistake. I think it says speaks volumes to baseball that they are able to still attract as many people as they do during the summer months. And it is amazing. But again, it's for people who want to finally get outside and get some fresh air and get in the sunshine. I don't know if that works for the NBA. That's just my take. I wouldn't be interested in that at all.
Yeah, I like I said, I think ideally you get to see it. You get to see what it looks like. And if it didn't work, then you could just go to your normal schedule. But maybe it would work. And I think it would because the NBA is hot. You know, in July, all everybody wants to talk about is NBA free agency. And then the summer league, especially when you got good draft picks, is hot. People want to watch, not only in Vegas, but watching it on television. Heck, the shows are talking about it. And I think it will work. I think it'd be really good. And so, you know, like I said, ideally you could see it. And if they start playing in a month or 2 months, 3 months, whatever it is from now, we will get to see it. And then we'll find out how people want to watch it in the summer.
I don't think
it'd be a problem. I mean, like I said, if people are going to sit in the house and watch baseball, why wouldn't they sit in the house and watch basketball?
I don't see it at all. I don't see that there would be games this summer, because the only way you would have games this summer, Chris, would mean that players would have to sit idle for 3 or 4 months to make it to the summer. I don't believe that
this summer
stop.
Coming up.
Yeah,
they're going to be games. I mean, if they play, they're going to have to play in the summer if they play.
No, but my point is, you have to sit. Guys will be inactive for 90 days or 120 days, and then you would play a season.
So
that's the only way you could reach the summer.
They're not starting in May. No, they're going to have almost 3 months of basketball. They got to play.
No, but I'm saying
playoffs last two months, and you have to play a couple weeks of.
But to get to July and August means that they will have been off for 4 months.
No, Rob. If they started playing games in June, if you play two regular season weeks, then you're starting the playoffs in, say, the last week of June, and so your playoffs are going through July and August. So they're going to play in the summer. If they play. They're going to play in the summer.
So you mean to tell me that they'll have 3 months off and then they'll start the preseason games?
No, I think what they'll do is if they're off for 3 months, I don't know what, you know, they may have an abbreviated training camp. They may just try to go right into they got to have like a week of camp at least, and then go into regular season games for probably 2 weeks and then do the playoffs. I think it'll be something like that. I mean, they're not going to be able to avoid the summer months. I mean, they're going to have to play in the summer. Unless they, like to your point, if they're off for 90 or 120 days, then if you're saying they just cancel the season, maybe they would do that.
That's all I'm saying is if it's
that
long.
I think they're going to play in the summer.
If it's that long, though, I get that. But for players not to have played for that amount of time to try to reset the clock and then play, I don't know if.
But that's what they're talking about doing.
I know, but people can't even go to a gym 3 months from now. I don't know what shape guys will be in to be able to pull
that off.
Well,
that's why you would have a training camp and a few weeks of the regular season. I mean, it's not going to be ideal, but right now, if they're off for, you know, a couple months, their intention is to play, because nobody from the players to the owners, none of them want to lose that money. So they're intending on playing. So I think if they do, we will get a look at, you know, the schedule that Cuban was talking about, and we'll see if it works. But I think it would work.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I said he's one of our favorite guests among current athletes. He's the center for the Boston Celtics, Enes Kanter. Enes, what's happening, man?
What's happening?
What's up? How are you guys doing?
We are great, man.
We're hanging in there.
Yeah, how are you? What are you doing? What's your average day like now?
It's been, you know, a lot of watching, a lot of reading. You know, I feel like it's time to, educate yourself, because we basketball players especially, we always complain about how our schedule is so busy. You know, we always, even in the summertime, we do basketball camps. or charity work or giving back to the community. But I think this is the time now, you know, you just sit down, you have nothing to do, and you just read a book or just learn about something that basketball. So I think my time has been very productive. So I'm really trying to educate myself about the non-basketball stuff.
You got a pot belly because Chris Broussard does already from this layoff.
Has the team given you like any guidelines, like maybe stuff you can do every day to stay in some kind of shape? And even like maybe are they trying to do Zoom video chats where, you know, you guys can go over plays or whatever it might be, but anything like that?
Well, they're actually calling us on FaceTime and making sure we are getting our like push-ups and crunches in. I promise you. Even right now, like the Celtics been doing an amazing job taking care of the players, both on and off the floor. But right now, like today, they just called me on FaceTime. They wanted to make sure I'm just not skipping any push-ups, not skipping any, you know, crunches or any kind of band work. So I've been we do a lot of, you know, obviously we cannot really go outside. We have a quarantine, but we try to do the best we can to stay in shape in the house.
So they do they watch you on FaceTime, do the push-ups to make sure you do them, or they just really they watch?
Yes.
Wow.
How many they got you doing?
Well, I think it was just like a three set of like 15 and some different kind of moves, you know, like a lot of, a lot of like, you know, jumping jacks and all that other stuff. So, but it's been pretty good, yeah.
Okay. We're in uncharted waters, of course, and we're learning as we go forward. You know, there's no timetable set for anything. Everything's up in the air. Can you see the season starting again? Or does it come a point like a month from now or 2 months from now where you haven't been able to play or go to the gym and you haven't been able to do any basketball stuff where you would say, man, I don't know how we could come back this year? Is there any point in your head you think like that?
Well, I feel like it's all about, you know, player safety first, you know. But I think I'm thinking right now, so just because of nobody really allows to go to any, you know, in a gym to play basketball.
Right.
So if we, you know, come back and people are going to start to get hurt.
Right.
So for me, I have no idea what they should do, you know. Right. So I understand they want to finish the season. Of course, I mean, we all want to go out there and, you know, play basketball. Of course, it's very important. But, I mean, think about this. Like, you know, if we jump straight to the playoffs and we haven't done anything for like 1 or 2 months, and people are gonna get hurt. I'm not talking about like sprained ankle. I'm talking about like big hurt, big time hurt. So
you can't do that. You're right.
So I have no idea I have no idea.
Yeah, I think they're gonna have to play some regular season games when they come back. Maybe five per team or something, just to get you guys in some semblance of basketball shape. So you're right, the injury. Then you could. If a guy gets injured, now you're not only messing up 1 year, but 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, if he gets seriously injured.
Yep.
So there's been talk that some people in the league, particularly executives and maybe some owners, they've always thought about starting the season on Christmas Day and then running, you know, playing through July or through August. Would you like to see that?
Would I like to see it? Well, I think, I like my summertime, man. You know, when it's like, you know, I like my summertime. So I don't know if I would like that. I'll be honest with you. Because, like, you know, if you make the playoffs, it depends on how far you go. But I think even if you go, like, to the finals, you're done around June, you know?
Right.
And then you got, like, till September to just get rest and do some family time. But I think it's just, if you go to, like, man, if you start in Christmas until go like till August, you literally just, you know, just your whole summer is gone. So I don't know if I would like that or not.
And the other thing too, and I said this to Chris, there are a lot of places that where fans want to be outside in the summer. You know what I mean? Because they're cooped up all year and they don't want to burn time indoors summertime.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%, man. Summer is the time to just go out and hang out, not just stay, get an arena and watch a basketball game, you know?
Right. Ennis, have you been able to check on your family overseas, and are they doing well? Or are they in kind of the same situation we are, or what?
I talked to my brother. He's in Spain. Actually, he's locked up in this game, Spain, because he cannot come to America because of it's been like a month that nobody can get in America. But I talk to him sometimes. He's doing good. You know, the league is obviously suspended too. But I talked to him. I asked him how's my family doing and stuff. I mean, right now they're doing good. I mean, it's not. Turkey is a little better than America right now. It's not as bad as America because of spreading and everything.
Virus,
but
right.
Yeah. They're doing good for now, but I have no idea in the future.
Does this feels like just a horrible movie? I mean, young people have to look at it and go like. Like you saw the kids at spring break down in Florida, the millennials who are acting like nothing's going on. Like, oh no, this is my spring break, and I'm going to Florida. I'm going to the beach. I just thought to myself, wow. Like, do they understand what's going on and the magnitude of it? Have you come to grips with that? You're basically shut off from the rest of the world, and we don't know when this is going to end. Do you think about that?
I feel like now we appreciate what we had. You know.
Right.
Because like now, I was like, man, you know, the NBA, I'm not just talking about basketball, like just even be able to go outside or just communicate with other ones. So we understand how important we are to each other, you know, because like locked up in a house and not be able to see or talk to anybody, you know, only person I was talking to was Uber Eats guy.
Right.
You know, I promise, like, just, I can go outside. I wanted to invite him to my house and just start having a conversation with him. But I think it's like we appreciate what we had, man. I mean, like, the season, you know, our friends, families, loved ones. Now, like, I hope, like, this thing will go away soon. But I think once we get back out there again, I think we're just going to – we're not going to take it for granted again.
Ennis, if the season does end now, and I don't even know if they'll pick an MVP, you know, if the season were to end now or whatever.
Even
but obviously
they
played enough games. Yeah. Who would your – I'm a voter. I have my answer for who I think is MVP. Who would be your MVP right now if the season ended?
I would say my MVP will be Adam Silver. Because, like, how he managed everything, man, it was amazing. But all joke aside, I feel like if there was an MVP, my MVP will be Giannis. But I think I will definitely pick Giannis. I will just go in between, like, LeBron and Giannis and everyone. But I think just I'll pick Giannis.
I think that's a good pick. Yeah, that's Chris's pick.
I think he's going to win. LeBron's made a nice run. But and a lot of people are saying, well, wow, he's in his 17th year doing this. That shouldn't be a factor, though. It should be who's having the best season, you know?
Exactly.
And, I'm going with Giannis. We got about a minute left. One of your teammates is really, just taking a huge step and kind of going from being a star to what looks like he'll become a superstar, Jason Taylor. Talk about the growth you've seen in him just over the course of this season and why you think all of a sudden he just took off.
Well, I think first I get there, you know, I know he was a good player, but I didn't know he was that good of a teammate. But I think this year when he became an all-star, he just carry himself to the next level. I think, you know, just with his leadership. I think one thing about, you know, the Jason Tatum especially, he makes himself better and he makes everybody else better around him. That's what makes him really, really special, I think. And I think just being his teammate, man, seeing him grow. You know, this might not be in the league. I never see a guy got that much better in a couple of months of period. You know, if you look at him, beginning of the season, and if you look at him the last month that he played, it's a crazy difference. So I will say, he was having fun. He was playing good. We were winning, but and then this happened.
That's right. All right, Ennis Kanter, man, great stuff,
Ennis,
man.
Thank
we
you, my man. Stay
the time.
Safe. Stay
yes.
safe.
No,
man.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you, guys.
And get those push-ups in, man.
I got you.
All right, later.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And now it's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That is right. It is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. And with Rob G stepping out today, DJ Veggie Tables, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, a.k.a. Alex Teicher, is taking over for us today. And we are doing one of your favorite segments of the week, which is Shop Talk. Because although we are worldly gentlemen, we like to take a second outside of the world of sports, and we like to get well informed on different issues and let you guys know what we think and what's going on. So Chris and Rob, we know that everybody's mind it has been the coronavirus and people going to extraneous lengths to hoard different supplies and doing things that we would never do on our normal day events. So there was a man by the name of Angel Hernandezito, and he was a Florida man arrested Thursday and charged with stealing 66 rolls of toilet paper from a Marriott in Orlando. So Chris and Rob, my question to you guys is, do you think that they should throw the book at this individual? Do you think it should be a slap on the wrist with knowing how the world is and how people are going to extraneous lengths? What do you think the punishment should be for this man?
First of all, I'm going to say he's my hero. 66 rolls.
And they were valued at a dollar each.
You're already running out, right?
I'm like, wow, he didn't take a couple of rolls.
66.
Does he work there?
No, he did not.
How did he even get to 66?
Did he go to like, yeah, just to get in the, how did he get that?
Somehow he got into the
storage closet.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that is impressive.
And he hit him in his pants, Chris, and walked out.
No.
And somebody said, are you happy to see me, or is that toilet paper?
Oh, God.
Toilet paper. You got to do better than that.
Well, apparently,
I hope that's not in your
The statement to the thing was a security guard said that he saw him with a giant trash bag, putting it into his car from the hotel. So that was kind of suspicious and found all the rolls of toilet paper.
I mean, obviously people are panicking and they want to hoard stuff. I think that's crazy.
He probably was going to sell it too.
You think so?
Yeah.
66 rolls. Really?
Come on.
That's a lot.
I here's what I think he should get as punishment. A $250 fine.
And have to use the bathroom with no paper, with no toilet.
Oh God. No, that would punish the
Wow.
rest of them. Yeah, that no.
Now that's ungodly.
I think just a fine. They gave him a felony.
A felony?
I think it should be a misdemeanor and a
felony. Wow, depends. Really?
But I think the felony is it's a certain amount of money, isn't it? Like what determines which?
I don't know. I know
because you would think that should be a misdemeanor, not a felony.
Yeah,
right?
Stealing.
It says right now they're going to give him a felony for it. So I mean, do you think that's like adequate? Do you think they should make an example of this guy or?
Like I think $250 is enough of a deterrent.
Okay.
Because how much it should be like you know.
If a roll of toilet paper is 39 cents at the dollar store times 66, do you know what I mean? With you, Chris. 250 would be
than he would make probably from sell. Even if he wanted to sell it for $2 a pop, he would make like half of 250.
Now,
roughly.
I have a confession to make.
Oh, Rob.
Be careful. Don't have the popo coming after you.
Every once in a while, I'm in a hotel and I see a nice, fresh roll of toilet paper with the packaging on it and everything.
Oh, gosh.
It might wind
Does
up
that
in
turn
my bag.
You on
Stop
or
it, Rob.
You're saying it like it turns you on.
Well, it might. I paid for it the same way I paid for the shampoo.
I paid
for the soap. I paid for that extra roll of toilet paper. I did. Not the roll that's on the spool, but the roll that's freshly packed like you would get from the store. Do I do it all the time? No, I don't do it all the time.
I bet once in a while is 85%
That's
of the
what
time.
I'm thinking.
Chris, you never did that?
I'll take the lotion whether I use it or not.
You stole a lotion. You stole it.
No, like I'm you out said, of the club. Lotion, the lotion feels like it's mine.
No, it ain't. If
but
it's not
toilet
open, it's
paper,
not yours.
I don't feel like the toilet paper is mine.
It is. It's in my room to be used by
is
me.
Is the pillow yours? Is the pillowcase
pillow.
Yours?
But the soap is mine. I usually, if there's two bars, I use one on my trip and take the other one home.
Well,
I take it.
You know why we take lotion, and I guess soap, too, because when you're on the road traveling, you don't want to bring, you know,
a big thing
of lotion. But toilet paper, I don't understand the need. I just don't. Odd Couple.